Donald Trump stumps reporters on HHS Inspector General report. By Charlie Spiring on April 6, 2020. President Donald Trump challenged reporters at the White House on Monday who were questioning him about a report issued by the Health and Human Services Inspector General Office reporting shortages in coronavirus testing. "What's his name?" Trump said to Fox News reporter Kristen Fisher, who asked him about the report. "I don't know his name off the top of my head," the Fisher replied. HHS Assistant Secretary for Health Admiral Brett Geroyer noted that the Inspector General survey was conducted on March 23 to 27 and said that he was not informed about the problem until he saw it in the media this morning. Testing numbers, Geroyer asserted, had dramatically improved in recent days, making the exit survey outdated. "Give me the name of the Inspector General," Trump said. Could there be politics be sick entered into that? ABC News reporter John Carl followed up on the question about the Inspector General, noting that the HHS Inspector General office was led by Kristi Grimm. "It still could be her opinion. When was she appointed?" Trump asked. Carl admitted that he did not know when the Inspector General was appointed. "Let me know when she was appointed, would you?" Trump replied. Later in the briefing, Carl admitted that Grimm served in former President Barack Obama's administration. "Oh, you didn't tell me that, there's a typical fake news deal," Trump shot back at Carl. "You're a third-rate reporter, and what you did was a disgrace." Trump continued, "Thank you very much, John. You will never make it," and he turned to take another question.